You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Stephen Jefferson. I'm going to read this poem, which is called In Flanders Fields, and it was written by Major John McCrae in 1945, the day after his best friend was killed in the war. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard beneath the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, saw dawn, felt sunset glow, lived and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. We take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Field.
My name is Paul Carey, and I manage emergency and protection services for Northwood. When I got here 5 years ago, having retired as a captain military police officer myself, we realized that the Bedford campus wasn't really having a Remembrance Day service, so we decided to start our own service here. And so the ceremony today was exactly that, was a celebration of us coming together and remembering those people who have died for our freedoms. And it's important for our residents because, as you know, in long-term care facility, there's a lot of residents who are closer to wartime than we were. So a lot of them served themselves and certainly had a lot of family members. So we believe it's really important for them to come together and remember. So at Northwood, this is just one of our locations. In Halifax, we also have a Remembrance Day service for our Halifax campus as well. It's really important. I think it's important for this campus to be part of the community. And what we really enjoy is when we see those community members who come in who have really no connection to this facility other than the fact that we're in the same community. So anything that we can do to allow our residents to stay connected with their family members and their community members, we believe is really important. Well, we, again, I contacted the Air Cadets because youth really resonates with our residents. The cadet movement is one of those programs that allows young people to make an assessment in their own personal lives. It gives them back to the, allows them to give back to the community. We think it's really important to have the uniforms in the room, and we find with the cadet organizations, again, our residents really, it resonates with them because they certainly recollect those young people back in those days going off to war. So
was so excited to see you and so proud to see it still being carried on, because he taught it for probably 10 years or more, in the electronic side of it to the young people. There was different leaders, but he was one of them, and when I saw them come in today, I just started to cry. I couldn't help it. He died in 2007, but up until he was 80, he died at 87, but when he was just before he was 80, he still was able to do it, and I was so proud that he wasn't. When I saw them today, it just broke me up. So proud of you all, and it's being carried on. It's wonderful.
I'm Lieutenant Navy Samira Morad. Currently I volunteer with 342 Bedford Lions Squadron, the Air Cadet Squadron. I am a regular force member, however, in the Navy. So I've been volunteering with the cadet program for 3 years now. This is my third ceremony with them for Remembrance Day, and it's just a special day for us, right? I was an Air Cadet also about 10 years ago, and it's just my way of giving back, not only to the program, also to the community today, especially on this day as a serving military member. It means to me that we remember all the sacrifices that not only the serving military members have made throughout the years, throughout the past 100 years, especially today on the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, but also the spouses, the families of all the military members throughout the years.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.